Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce joins us. He takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Judy Delaney is on the phone from Rochester, New York. Judy, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you very much, and hello to you both.
Great to have you. Judy, what's your musical background?
Well, I have none. I hope you can bear with me. I really don't. I wasn't raised in a musical home or anything like that, but I enjoy music, and I've listened to our classical radio station here in Rochester for 40-some years, so everything I know is coming through public radio.
WXXI 91.5. Yeah, well, Judy, let's do this together, you know, because I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve either. So anytime you get stuck on the tune or on the composer, we can totally be a team, okay?
Okay, good. I hope they're real basic on both of them.
Well, let's find out.
Okay, because thanks, Fred.
Yeah, you bet. Here he is. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Oh, boy. I got nothing. it seemed kind of ponderous, slow and ponderous, somewhat romantic. And every time I thought I had the tune, then it got lost again.
Boy, I had a tough time with the tune as well. It was so slow. I suspect this tune might be slowed down from what we're used to hearing. But
slowed down a bit, yeah.
Slowed down a little bit.
Slowed down a bit.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
I think you're on the right track when you said that it sounded a little bit romantic.
Yes.
I think you're barking up the right tree there.
Okay. Somehow, because of that romantic part, I thought it might be something that Frank Sinatra has sung. I don't know why. I don't know where that came to me in the music.
Interesting.
Well, the tune, I'm not 100% sure about that, but he might have.
And I have a chance, Bruce?
There's a chance. But the romantic, we thought you were referring to the style of the composer.
Well, that too.
I'm thinking of a composer who was also a pianist, who is a brilliant pianist, who grew up in one country, moved to another country, had an all-too-short life. He was sick all the time.
Chopin?
Yes!
Yes?
Frederick Chopin!
Is! Oh, my gosh!
Wow!
But now we're back to the tune again.
Yes.
And I'm going to kind of stick with Frank Sinatra-esque kind of song.
I bet you know this song. It's just that it's so slow and the chords are different. So I think if I play it again, I'll play it a little faster and I'll bring the tune out a little more.
Okay. that part that you just played, I seems like I should be able to grab it, but I just can't. I can't put a name to it. Every time I think I have it, like I said, then I lose it again.
Does this theme seem at all strange, dear?
What do you mean by strange?
Well, I was giving you a very weird hint.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I said, does it seem strange, dear?
Strange, dear.
Well, strange, dear are the first two words.
Strange, dear?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm definitely lost.
Well, should I give you the title?
I think we might be at that point, Bruce.
I know I'm at that point.
It's called So in Love. Strange, dear, but true, dear.
Oh, so in love.
When I'm close to you, dear.
So in Love, the Cole Porter tune, a prelude by Frédéric Chopin wrapped around a tune by Cole Porter, the tune So in Love. And Judy, you gave us this big disclaimer at the beginning that you know nothing about music, but then you named Frédéric Chopin just out of the blue. Nicely done. WXXI in Rochester has done a wonderful job of educating you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm going to keep plugging away. Thank you to both of you as well, and thank you for having me on the show.
Very glad to have you. Judy Delaney from Rochester, New York. All the best, Judy.
Well, thank you, and the same to both of you.
Thank you, and Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.